And now I am delighted to be joined by Melissa Hayward, and she's one of the organisers of the second Dublin Wizard Con, which is a Harry Potter convention, I suppose, in other words, is it? Nice to meet you, Melissa.
You too.
So, you're also, now this, you're actually going to benefit three amazing charities with this event. So tell us about the event first of all, and then we'll go into that.
The event is a massive big Harry Potter show, so it's basically a celebration of all things Harry Potter and Wizard. It's in the RDS. We've lots and lots of different activities for people. It's a very fan-focused, family-friendly event. So we have loads and loads of fun activities and entertainment going on. Everything is included in your ticket price. So we have things like Quidditch. We have a whole Wizard Carnival. We have a treasure hunt, Marauders Map treasure hunt, cosplay contests, owls and magical creatures. Mm-hmm. We have escape rooms. We've panels and talks, Wizard Bingo. We've game shows. We have Broom Rodeo, and then we have stars from the films that will be there who you can meet and have your photo taken and have autographs and stuff like that with them.
I see. So for Harry Potter fans, this is the place to be, really.
Yes.
And when's it happening?
It's July 13th and 14th in the RDS.
Very good. So it's over a weekend then?
It is, yeah.
And it's in the RDS, so it's a big, big show then. Now, you said something about, was it cribbage?
Quidditch.
That's that thing. I thought they skate around in the air with broomsticks or something for that game. How are you going to manage that?
There is actually, Quidditch is a really big game around the world, and we have the Dublin Quidditch team who represent Dublin. They're going to be there teaching people how to play Quidditch, talking about Quidditch and doing some panels and talks and explaining how it works.
That's amazing. So, yeah. Are you on one of the teams?
No, I'm not a sports-minded person whatsoever.
And how did they do that then? Are they tied onto things to be pulled in the air?
No, it's played on the ground. Right. I know that they use sticks as brooms and balls, and that's as much as I know. But they will be explaining it at the show, and people will have a chance to play themselves.
Right, okay. So instead of like one of these roller coaster rides, you can queue up to play...
Exactly,
This game. And it's Quidditch.
I can't Quidditch.
You'd know I wasn't a Harry Potter person.
I was going to ask, you're not a Harry Potter fan, no?
My niece would be very upset. She has read every single one and she saw all the movies. And then when they were bringing out the final one and they had them all then in the cinema, one after the other, she went, and she's actually in her 30s. She has three children.
That's kind of the demographic of Harry Potter fans. They're kind of, and now they're teaching their kids about Harry Potter, which is wonderful. Mm. But your reception staff are all massive fans. I had them all doing the Pottermore Sorting Hat test while I was waiting outside.
What's that now?
So that's where you find out what house you are. So in Harry Potter, there's four different houses, and each you belong to one. So it's kind of like a group, I suppose. So you'd either be Ravenclaw, which are like the smart kids. You'd be Hufflepuff, which are like the homely, sweet kids. Mm. You'd be Gryffindor, who are like the brave kind of sportsters. Mm. And then there's me, which is Slytherin, which are, we have a reputation for being kind of evil or cunning. But we're not really. We're just very ambitious.
And why do you put yourself in that category? Is there a test that you have
to
do?
There is a test, which is what the reception staff out there are currently doing. So I'm going to go quiz them when I'm finished here.
Oh, great. We'll get that afterwards. We'll see their results. So then there's other things. What's this? Magic Alley Market.
That's where you can buy all sorts of wizard things. So you can buy your wands there. You can buy your potion ingredients. You can buy Harry Potter merchandise.
Very good.
That's where you buy that.
And Wizard Bingo.
Wizard Bingo is super fun. Wizard Bingo is like traditional bingo, but instead of numbers, there'll be symbols or names from Harry Potter. You can win awesome Harry Potter prizes, and then there's silly mini games in between. So it's a
madcap. So you definitely have to know your stuff then for a lot of these things. You have to be...
Not really. Like last year we had a lot of, because this is our second show, last year we had a lot of kind of confused parents that didn't really understand, but they still had loads of fun when they got involved. And the show is a very interactive show. It's all about the fans, and you can literally interact with everything in the show. So we have lots of backdrops and sets and props from the movies where you can have photos taken. We have the Ford Anglia car, which is a big part of the movie. We have that there and you can get in it and have your photo taken.
Lovely. But it says it also features a ball for grown-up witches and wizards to dance the night away.
It does. The Yule Ball is on the Saturday night. There'll be lots of acts and music and bands and super fun games like... We have a Death Eaters disco going on, which is a
What's
fun.
What's that? What Eaters?
Death Eaters. Death Eaters are like the bad guys in Harry Potter. And during the night, it's basically musical statues, but with Death Eaters who are the bad guys. So it's super fun to play that with drunk grown-up wizards.
I'd say so. So is this for the parents, or I suppose any fan that's
yes.
of a particular age, when you say grown-up witches and wizards?
Yes.
What time does that start then?
I think that starts at 8 p.m. on the Saturday night.
Right. So it's a bit like a Trinity ball, is it?
It is, I suppose, yeah.
Do they have to dress up? Do people
we
come
do
all
encourage
in their...
Yes. It. Yes. Lots of people dress up in their wizard robes or as characters from the films, which is so fun and nice to see.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure it is. So then they also share books, movies, stories. There's just so much that's going on. And you've... as we touched on at the beginning, you've three amazing charity partners that you're doing all this for.
We
so
do,
who are they?
Yeah. We have Pieta House, we have Dogs Trust, and we have Bernardo's. And all three charities would be very close to my heart.
Yeah.
They're why we chose them for the show, and they are wonderful, and we're very happy to support them with the show.
Yes, yes. Well, definitely. I mean, Pieta House, we only had The Darkness Into Light there 2 weekends ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had them on the show here as well. And then you've the Dogs Trust and Bernardo's. They are three amazing charities, the work that they do. So then in order to fund those charities, people have to pay in, I presume, then for the week. So what's the
yeah,
lowdown
the
on
the
that?
Ticket prices are €35 for grown-ups, and then €25 for little wizards. Hmm. And then tiny wizards under 5 get in for free.
Oh, right, okay. So, because if you had a young family, two parents, and it's quite a lot, you don't do a family ticket.
We decided
anything.
Not to, because we found out last year when we did do a family ticket that so many people weren't two adults and two kids.
Right.
So there was like one adult and three kids, and it just didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So we've just simplified it this year. But as I said, your ticket price includes everything. So like it includes the escape rooms, meeting the owls, the walkthrough things, the meeting, the cosplay contest, the Marauders Map treasure hunt. It's the wizard bingo. We have a full on wizard game show with podiums and quiz buzzers and everything. It includes everything. So
right.
The only thing you have to pay for when you get in the door is if you do decide to meet the stars, and then they set their own prices for autographs and photographs.
Oh, I see. Right. And who are these stars then? Are these from the show?
I wonder if you'll know them if you're not a Harry Potter fan. We have John Campling, who played a Death Eater in the films. We have Josh Herdman, who played Goyle. He was Malfoy's right-hand man. We have Simon Fisher-Baker, who was the Hufflepuff house ghost. And then I guess we have an exclusive for Near FM, because we're about to announce this today. We haven't announced it anywhere else. We have Chris Rankin, who played Percy Weasley in the movies.
Oh,
so that's
right.
Very exciting, and I'm personally very excited about that.
The Weasleys, I know that. Were they the red-haired
family? You actually look a little bit like Molly Weasley yourself.
Do I?
You thank
do, you.
Yeah.
And you have the red hair as well.
I know,
we're
both
related.
Weasleys.
We're Weasleys. So that's good for people, yeah. So which Weasley is he now?
He's the older brother. He's Percy Weasley. He worked for the Ministry of Magic. He's a very kind of prim and proper older brother.
Oh, right. Very good. So people can get to see him and
mm-hmm.
get autographs and pictures taken
yes.
and all the rest.
And they will be judging things like our cosplay contest. And we actually have a competition on our Facebook page at the moment where you can win golden tickets to the show, which you get in for free and early, an hour before anybody else. So you get free reign of the show, just you and 10 other people or 9 other people. And then you also get an exclusive wand workshop with a real Death Eater, so with John Campling, the actor. So that's a pretty cool prize.
Wow, that is a cool prize. So, okay, tell everybody how they get tickets, how they enter for this competition, for this prize.
Okay, well, the competition for the prize is, or the prize for the competition even, is on our Facebook page. It's Dublin Wizard Con. We're on all social media as Dublin Wizard Con. Tickets are available on our website. That's www.dublinwizardcon.ie, and they won't be available on the door. They're pre-sale only, and they are selling out really fast. Saturday is nearly sold out already, and then we have more for Sunday. So
yeah,
I'd say if people want to go along to act soon.
Definitely. I mean, yes, I know there's an awful lot of my grandnieces and whatever, and they're just mad into the Harry Potter because of my niece, their mammy. And I'm sure it's just so packed. And you've just read all the things yourself. You're just a mad wizard.
I'm a massive fan. Yeah, I grew up with the books. So
you'd be a witch, would you? You're not a wizard.
Yeah, I guess I'm a witch. Yes.
Yeah. That's terrible. Yeah, I'm a very proud witch. I don't like that witch. Do you, can we not be female wizards?
Oh no, I'm very, I wear the
witch,
I wear
you?
The witch label very proudly.
I see. So so it's Dublin Wizard Con is where everything is.
Yes, you'll
that's
find
Facebook,
us everywhere. Yeah.
Websites, all the rest.
Yeah.
Well, it's been brilliant having you in, Melissa. Thank you so
thanks
much.
For having me.
And who did you say I look like again? I'll have to look her up.
Molly Weasley.
Molly Weasley, I'll
she's
be looking
a cool
her
lady,
up.
I like her.
Really?
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Right. Hope she's I hope she doesn't have a few warts on her face or anything like some, like some of those witches on that. So everybody should look out for this. It's on, we give the dates again, the 13th and 14th of July.
That's
in
right.
The RDS. Excellent. Thanks, Melissa. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.